Hello and welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm Scotty Waz. Do you miss me? Huh? Me neither. Welcome. It's that time of year again, and we're here. We're back for season two. I talked to the people at the head of the Face Off Hockey Show media faction, and I said, listen, I'll come back, but it'll be for double what I make now. And then I thought they were mimicking me. And then I realized I was looking into a mirror because I'm the head of the Face Off Hockey Show media faction and I don't get paid anyway. So there we are. You can help us pay for things. Go to patreon.com/faceoffhockeyshow. That makes the show sound good, makes us travel places. I mean, Johnny P is going to be out there with his new Eden Hall Academy camera, the D3. He'll be out there this Friday signing autographs for you. This Friday. They'll be out there signing autographs. I don't know of what, but he'll sign for you. Maybe he'll take a selfie if you ask him nice enough. Who's to say? This week, we get back into the swing of things as, like I said, the Black Bears preseason this weekend. They'll be taking on the Youngstown Phantoms in the USHL/NAHL clash of affiliates. I got to come up with a better name for that for next week. It's my own preseason too, folks. But I think they're taking on the, I don't know who they're taking on. The New Jersey Titans, are they taking them on ahead of their game the week after? Again, research, not my strong suit on this show. You should know this by now. But we will get ahead of that. Also talk about some college things, Team Maryland, Stevenson University, all the club hockey, some possible new additions you'll see this year. Lot to get through, lot going on. So let's get cracking with the Nacken. And look at the Maryland Black Bears camp going on as we speak. You may see the pictures at Black Bears NAHL on the Twitters, on the Instagrams, on the Earthing. Things are happening. Things are going great. And also seeing pictures of billet families out there getting their kids ready to go. That's awesome as well. That's how you know we are a couple weeks away from the full season. Big interesting idea of what players are and are not coming back. A very, 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 very list that are out there. Max Borst, he was over in Russia for Team NAHL, got himself a nice little fancy one-handed goal as well over in Sochi. That was something cool to see. It looks like he's going to be coming back. There's been reports of Bobby Batten being out there as well. Thomas Jarman, Lucas Kahns, Jude Curtis going to be out there as well. Got ourselves Andrew Takis and also Jonathan Young. Definitely guys who I would love to see back. And another guy who I'd love to see back, Luke Mountain. The interesting thing with him is he was selected in the second wave of the USHL draft, 45th overall by the Lincoln Stars. Whether or not he goes up or down or how that's all going to shake out for him, who's to say? I would love to see him back in a Black Bears uniform. He was great for the team last year, especially that second half of the season, provided a great scoring punch. So it's really, really interesting to see where he goes. Also, the new flavor. What are the new guys going to bring? One of the big things that I want to see happen is have Aiden Burich on that top line. Clarkson University commit, the first round pick of the Black Bears this year in the NAHL draft. 6'3", 220. I think this kid has got a lot of upside to him. And if he can make the team and if he can go ahead and do his dang thing, I think it'll be huge for this Black Bears team. Really get that second year under them. Let people know, hey, we're here to play. I mean, people are the NAHL even bigged up the Den and the people and the fans and everything out there. It's going to be awesome to see if this guy can make the roster, if this guy is going to be there and make a huge impact. I mean, it's going to be tough. He's just turned 17, and you know, don't think it'll be too much of a transition for him. He's going to be close to home. He's a Pittsburgh native. But I think it's going to be huge for him if he's able to get in there. A right-hand shot as well. Big body, be great in the corners, great out in front, big force in front of the net. It'll be interesting to see what his role with the team is if he makes that final roster. Goaltending, obviously, going to be a question as well. Andrew Tack is back after a short stint with the Black Bears last year, was tendered. We'll see how he fights off against the other goaltending candidates that are going to be on there. A Swedish faction, it seems like Filip Ekberg and Emil Gabrielsson, two guys who went into camp looking for something. Not only that, Hampus Reinqvist, who is also a draftee for the Black Bears as well. Defense, big ideal to have better defense on there. Reinqvist could definitely bring that back to him as well. Brandon Stannard is another guy who I think has tremendous upside if he can make the team out of camp. We'll see about some of the young kids that come in here. Obviously, Reed Liebel, the Ashburn, Virginia native, going to have that little local flavor, going to have that little thing on his back saying, hey, I want to carry this local team out there. Oh, another Swede in here. William Skog, the recent tradee from the Minot Minotauros. A decent player. Didn't see a decent look last year in Minot. The biggest thing for him, he'll contribute to the offense as well. You know, you're losing a lot of guys using Connor Pooley's. That's really about, I mean, Luke Mountain, if he comes back, who knows what he's going to do. But you saw flares of Jude Curtis last year. Max Boris didn't provide too much on the score sheet, but he also provided a little bit of spark overall for this team last year. We'll see how this all goes. I'm excited. I mean, Jack Hillman's another guy, a young player who was drafted. We'll see what he could bring to the table. I'm all over the place because I'm all over. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for this whole thing to get started for the season. Obviously, like I said, we are going to be Johnny will be there for the exhibition game on Friday against the Youngstown Phantoms, also another team that Black Bear Sports Entertainment Group, I think it's called. Sports Entertainment Media Faction. Just throwing that one out there if you guys want to take it. Probably don't want to. It's fine. They'll have that game. It's a $5 ticket game. If you're not a season ticket holder, and if you're not, I don't know what's your problem with you. September 6th, 7 p.m. at the Den at Piney Orchard. $5 to get in if you're not a season ticket holder. It's free if you are a season ticket holder. How do you like them apples? How do you like that? I like it a lot. The Den looks marvelous. New paint all over the place. Even at center ice, you got the big Black Bear right there, rip-roaring, ready to go. Really put that home ice flavor on it. I really like what they did there. That's an awesome way to look at things. I love it very much so. And they will take on the New Jersey Titans on Saturday night ahead of the New Jersey Titans regular season opening. The Titans might as well just stay in beautiful Odington, maybe stay at the airport, go to the Arundel Mills Mall, have themselves a time. They'll be there at the home weekend, and then the NAHL Showcase, where they'll go to Blaine, Minnesota. They'll be taking on the Minnesota Magicians on the 18th, the Fairbanks Ice Dogs on the 19th, the Jansville Jets on the 20th, and the Minot Minotauros on the 21st. That's an early game. That's an 11:30 a.m. game, and my schedule's already in. I would love to have gone to that one, but it doesn't look like I'm in the cards. Looks like I'm going to have to wait till January when I come up to see the come down to see the Northeastern Generals take their hack at the Den and see what they can do. Going to be an interesting, fun, full season ahead of us. Hope you guys will stay with us the entire way through. And it's going to be a great time. I am looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are too. And, of course, Johnny P, rip-roaring, ready to go. Facebook.com/FOHS Radio. Johnny will be posting his award-eligible pictures ready to go. It's going to be awesome for the things that he's about to do. I don't know what that is. I don't even know why I brought it up that way. I will say this. It's kind of hilarious. Couple things that when I'm up there in January for the first and four or for the third and fourth, 2020 Vision Night is the third. I'll be coming with Jen Conway, the NHL history girl, as she is my partner in crime, and she has far less than 2020 vision. I saw that knight pop up, and I'm just like, oh, that's hilarious. The irony is fantastic. Then a salute to Sweden knight. All this Swedish things you could think of. Hopefully they have at least 7 on the roster, and they'll make it like a great, great night. But promotional schedule is available. It's going to be great. You can go to the Black Bears NHL on Facebook. Check out all that stuff, including Blind Hockey Night on the 1st of February. Guns and Hoses Weekend. Billet Appreciation Night. You got Med Star Night. Couple nights this time. Skate with the Black Bears. Teddy Bear Toss Night. And, of course, Military Appreciation Night. You guys go to MarylandBlackBears.com if you want all that fun stuff there. It should be a good season. I'm ready for it. I'm going to be interested to see how they fare against the USHL team this weekend. And we'll have all of that for you next week. Team Maryland is back in full effect as well. First off, the 18U team is going to be joining the North American Prospects Hockey League, the NAPHL, which is also in accordance to their American Youth Hockey League schedule. So a little split there. Also, the NAPHL, a nice little feeder system to the NHL, or at least give a prospect pipeline in that aspect. So that was pretty cool. But the EHL team, the one of the direct affiliates with the Maryland Black Bears, will be starting their schedule on September 11th at home against Connecticut. That'll be good for them. Get started. Kind of almost rebound with what happened last season. Obviously not the best of starts for the team that was thrown together very hastily, but it seems that everything is starting to fall into place a little bit better for the Team Maryland team. How do I know that? I don't. I'm far away, but from the leaps and bounds that they've made and the progress that they're trying to create and the culture they're trying to create, I think it's going to be a good thing for their vision as well as trying to bring about a culture overall for this team to play against. And the fun part about this whole thing as well, and also ties into, I guess, the Black Bears and Youngstown Phantoms, is how and the pipeline that does exist between Youngstown, the Black Bears, Team Maryland, Mercer, the Philadelphia Revolution, I think, are also now three players from the U16 team from Team Maryland were drafted by the Youngstown Phantoms. So you have that pipeline, that affiliation with the Black Bears moving all the way up. So that's pretty cool as well. Jesse Horacek, Quinn Kennedy, and Ethan Uyang were all picked. It's pretty damn cool for that situation going forward. But the EHL team, it's going to be interesting to see where they pan out, how much better they're going to be since they have a year under their belt and have a bigger pool to pull from, what they can go through too. I think that that's going to be an interesting marketplace. I don't think that's the right word, but an interesting situation for them just to see how they can gauge themselves overall. So Team Maryland will be taking a look at them as well. Like I said, September 11th, their game, they get underway. So that's a Wednesday night. So we'll have to, that'll be like 3 weeks from now when we get things started with them. But we move on to Stephenson University. Moving, obviously, this whole pipeline leads to university play, and that is what the Stephenson University team brings, D3 in the UCHC and MAC as well. Fun thing to note, if you want to check out some Stephenson University hockey, but you're nowhere near Owings Mills or Reisterstown, or you don't want to fight that traffic, which I can understand, Stephenson has worked with Blue Frame Technology, easy for me to say. Going to be streaming athletic events all throughout 2019 and 2020. You can get it through Roku, Fire, Android TV, TVOS, all places you can download apps to your television or streaming stick. Be right there. You can download the Stephenson University app. They'll be doing men's and women's basketball, women's beach volleyball. How is that NCAA approved? Field hockey, football, men's and women's ice hockey, men's and women's lacrosse, men's and women's soccer, men's and women's swimming, men's and women's volleyball, and select baseball and softball games, with all games archived for future viewing. So if you miss a women's game, you miss a men's game out on the rink, you can go back and check it out on the Stephenson University app, which I am going to download after I get off the air with you folks. How about that? But let's talk a little bit about, let's go back and talk about the Stephenson team. I said Stephensonville in that thing. I don't like to edit. I just ramp it. So if I messed it up, I'm sorry, Mustangs. I'm sorry. Stephenson. I don't know why I want to put the Ville at the end. I'm the villain in all this. But Stevenson, a big kind of an interesting offseason for them. Obviously, we'll start off with the women. Predicted to go pretty well, kind of didn't go really well for them last year on the ice. Off the ice, they did fantastic. Off the ice, 20 student-athletes put on the UCHC all-academic team. Katie DeRosa, Abigail Shows, Allison Barlow, Maddie Ricci, Angelica Saluzzo, Nikki Kendrick, Ali Sabatini, Brianna Crossan, Rachel Gruet, Elizabeth Goudreau, Kellen Whitman, Trinity Barkless, Colleen McAnsby, Ali Gibson, Sierra Smesco. I am sorry with these names, folks. I am terrible with enunciations. I am sorry. Casey Storich, Kendall Miller, Paige Sullivan, Anna Holzbach, and Annie Smith-Hammond, all to the team. Most in the United Collegiate Hockey Conference for the women's division. Awesome work by the ladies. Now it's just going ahead and making sure things fit on the ice as well. They'll get their season started November 1st against UMass Boston and New England College, both of the Reisterstown Sportplex. Whereas the men on the other side, not as smart as the, well, probably as smart as the women. I can't say one way or the other. It's different people's learning curves, blah, 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 blah. But the Mustang men, they put up 14 of their own all-academic scholarship athletes. Scholarship athletes? Anyway. They are Luke Benitez, Nick Gray, Chris Jansen, Javins, Jesus. Chris Javins, Carl Leiden, Riley McVeigh, Ryan Patrick, Martino Pixarello. Frank Pino, Oleg Potemkin, Justin Stetzler, Austin Swingle, Jarrett Vroman, Chad Watt, and Evan Williams. 14 across the whole thing. They've posted a 3.2 cumulative GPA for the season as well. How about that? Good work. Gentlemen, the Stevenson men, they'll get started November 2nd at home versus King's College, a team they didn't have a problem with at all. Last year, we'll see if that has changed, and we'll see what kind of things they got going for themselves ahead of time for the season ahead. So that's the Stevenson University Mustang men's and women's teams. We'll be following them starting in November. Like Wyclef, they're gone till November. And give a kiss to your mother. Let's get to some club hockey, and oh, was I so happy to see that the Crab Pot Tournament was not only announced already for February 21st and 22nd at McMullen Arena on the campus of the Naval Academy. But all four teams are from Maryland. You gotta love it, Deer Hunt. Clutch of crab hockey, Deer Hunt. Navy, of course, the host, they'll be in it. Towson, they'll be in it. Maryland will be in it. They were missed last year, I would say, not only for updating fans, but also other things as well, but they'll be back in it. And the Stevenson D2 club team will be in it as well. Very awesome. Very fun time to happen. Of those teams, Navy's D1, Towson's D1, but, you know, all due respect to Towson, weren't the best team last year. Maryland and Stevenson D2. Navy should run away with it. We'll see how this goes. We'll see how Towson bounces back. We'll see what kind of fight Maryland and Stevenson put up go from there. But speaking of Navy, Navy is getting started here in a bit. September 13th and 14th at West Virginia, they'll take on the Mountaineers to start their D1 campaign. Should be a fun one. They had a decent season last year, but a lot of people talking about how their cupcake schedule was to not get a bid into the ACHA playoffs. We'll see if their schedule this year is able to, calm the masses down and say, hey, this is what we're doing here. We'll see how this all goes for the Navy midshipmen this year. Speaking of the other D1 club, Towson. Towson is going to play a D1 schedule as well. Who they're going to play? I know they're playing Navy once. They're playing the Crab Pot. I have not seen a schedule for them. Towson folk, if you guys want to send over a schedule, you can get me at ChesapeakeHWPod on Twitter. Slide into my DMs there, or ChesapeakeHockeyWeek@gmail.com. It's an email I'll have to start checking. That's for everybody. If you got some Maryland insight, let me know. ChesapeakeHockeyWeek@gmail.com or at ChesapeakeHWPod on the Twitter. The Marinette Club team, like I said, kind of didn't really put up too much of a social media presence last year as they did the year before. Kind of hard to keep track on them. Also means that the ACHA website wasn't updated as frequently as people would have hoped. So, I mean, it was hard for me to follow them. Hopefully they'll be a little bit better, or they'll be put their go ahead and put the stuff online a little more. They seem to be back in full effect. They'll start their season at home at the Gardens Ice House in Laurel on the 13th of September against the Georgetown Hoyas. And then they'll have like almost a month off, 3 weeks off before they take on Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh at home on the 4th and 5th. And then things will get into high gear in October. As far as Stevenson goes, the club team looking to improve off of last year. They'll start on September 20th at George Mason, then go back to the Reisterstown Sportplex or Ice World. I can't remember which they're playing at. September 21st against Westchester, a team who I should have a jersey on the way. They were selling off their jerseys to help fundraise. I got myself one, so hopefully I'll get one in the mail here sooner rather than later. Very cool that they're doing it. I think more teams, if they are able to get stuff, kind of a discount from their jersey manufacturer, do something like that. It was pretty awesome. And the fact that it was only $50, big money, of course. Simple for me to hang up here in Studio 97, to hang around the walls that I really have no wall space anymore. That's fine. We'll find wall space for it. If not, I'll put it in the hallways of my apartment. That's all good, too. But the Stevenson men's club team, they'll be there, and they'll be all three of those teams I mentioned will be part of the Crab Pot, which I am geeked about. Very cool. February, something to look forward to, something to really build towards as well. So I'm happy for that. So good luck to the club's teams when they start. We'll be talking about them, obviously, the next couple of weeks. We got a lot of build-up, folks, before we get cracking with the knacking. All right, some new additions that I'm thinking about doing. New things to bring to the podcast. What were those things?
I don't know.
I was thinking in my head. Obviously, we do the high school thing. About a monthly gimmick for that. It's hard to keep up with a lot of the high schools, but I think I can probably do it before showtime. We'll see. I'll bookmark some things. We'll go from there. Do that monthly. Maybe do a Chesapeake Hockey League thing. Do an update of those travel teams. See what kind of time that takes. It'll take a lot of time. There's a lot of tiers. I didn't realize how many tiers there are. And there's a lot of Maryland teams, too. So it's good. It's awesome. But maybe, time permitting, maybe spotlight one team a week. Maybe do that. Maybe I'll do that from now on. Starting in like November, in the middle of the season when teams have started to get games. Spotlight a team. Do that. I'm just thinking out loud now what I was thinking about yesterday when I wrote the template for the show. D3 club results. There's a lot of D3 teams out there. Maryland's bringing their D3 team back. UMBC's coming back in a D3 capacity. How you like them apples? Johns Hopkins apparently has a team, but they haven't responded to me about a schedule, but they're in a division. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there. Navy's got a D3 team as well. Maryland had a D3 team. We'll see if that's still hanging out. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, man. D3 club results monthly. How you like them apples? Maybe some specialty hockey. Obviously, the Washington, D.C. Blind Hockey Federation or Association, or sorry, guys, don't know what to call you. They're out there making a big impact on the community. Granted, it's D.C., not necessarily Maryland, but it's on the Chesapeake Bay, I suppose. So, why not? It's kind of landlocked. It's kind of more Potomac. Whatever. Point is this. They have something to promote. We'll try to promote it for them just to help them out. And what little clout that we have. Little clout that we have, ladies and gentlemen. So, it's going to be a fun time, that's for damn sure. A lot of things ahead for this show, maybe possibly time permitting. If you haven't listened to the Face Off Hockey Show, I've got 47,000 podcasts, apparently, that I'm going to be doing this summer. So, or this fall. Time permitting, we'll see what we can do. Who needs sleep, right? Of course, we'll be tracking the players from Maryland as well. I'm going to throw a couple things in here with the player situation. KHL's just starting up. There's one player in the KHL this year. That's David Bonger. That's the Vernon Park / Annapolis' own David Bonger. He's playing for Kulon Red Star. Kind of got lost in the sauce last year with the Slovakian League. that's to happen when, again, leagues don't update their stuff. We can't give an accurate formation. But another interesting addition is in the junior leagues of the KHL, the VHL. KRS Beijing has Michael Chen on the team. Chen last year played for the South Carolina Stingrays. Also had some time in the SPHL with the Knoxville Ice Bears, I think it was. Let's click on the link here. Let's click on the link and remove all doubt. Yeah, Knoxville Ice Bears. How about that? And then had a less than great season, I would say, in South Carolina last year. Only playing 44 games, registering 8 points. But he's right now in KRS Beijing, which is Kulon Red Star's affiliate, and also signed a deal with Kulon Red Star, which will be interesting for him, booting back and forth as well. I see KRS Beijing. I just want to think KRS-1 and just get to some old-school hip-hop. But that's just me. That's how my mind works. So those two guys will be up and at him. Of course, we'll be talking about Veronica Petty, Madison Ferrand of the women's side of the NCAA situation. And then, of course, everyone else. We got Sam Annis, who's going to be back with Iowa. Patrick Giles with Boston College. Same with Graham McPhee. Matt McArdell, who was playing for Merrimack last year, is going to be playing with the Norfolk Admirals of the ECHL. Bryce Montgomery, Team Maryland player, guy who gets drafted by the London Knights from Bowie, Maryland. He's all up on Team Maryland. Damatha Prep guy, went to Cushing Academy last year. A big, big defender, 6'3", 201. He's right there in that Dale Hunter situation. Dale Hunter is going to take this kid to glory. Dale Hunter knows the region. Dale Hunter knows Odenton. Dale Hunter knows the D.C. area. Make it happen, Dale. Put Bryce Montgomery out there in a big way. Montgomery, of course, going to be facing off against Adam Varga. Varga still with the Mississauga Steelheads. So that'll be a fun matchup between two Maryland boys. Colin O'Neill back at UMass Lowell, his brother Jason O'Neill back at Providence. Jarrett Rosberg looks like he's staying at Michigan State for another season. Nick Sorkin, don't know where he's going. Not really many plans for Nick Sorkin this year that I have seen or heard. We last saw him at the Binghamton Devils. Prior to that, he was with the Worcester Railers. We'll see where his journey takes him next season. And of course, Eric Sweetman staying with Idaho, the defender, the hard hitting defender from good old Woodbine, Maryland, hanging out in Idaho. Haley Skrupa is going to be an interesting setting. Of course, you've all heard about this the Professional Women's Players Association. They are going on this Dreams Tour because, let's be honest, and I've said this many times before, the women's leagues are terrible for what they do financing-wise and what they do compensating the players. So the NWHL says it's going to go on. Who's to say it is? The CWHL already folded up, sell off their assets. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what Haley Skrupa does, and we'll see what the rest of these women do as well, because this is a huge step for women's hockey. And I said it before, and I'll say it again, what they're doing goes along with the thinking of my plan. I thought that they need to go ahead, and they need to take a year off, do a traveling tour like the NHLers did back in 94, go around the area, get people familiar with the star players, know who they're rooting for, the teams they're rooting for, and then by the time 2020-2021 hits, the NHL's already taken over a league, create a women's league a la the WNBA. And then people know it's a known commodity. They know the players that are going into this whole thing. And it's not a bad idea. I think it's going to be better for everyone involved. There's going to be better revenue stream. There's going to be better familiarity with the women. Why not? Why not, Pop? So we'll see what that has to go and see if my prediction comes out. Nothing from Jacob Caffrey, of the formerly of the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. We'll see what he does, if he resigns, where he resigns to. Aaron Randazzo. Now, here's an interesting situation. I never know what to do with this kid because he's born in Annapolis, but he claims Alexandria, Minnesota as his birthright. He's playing for the Odessa Jackalopes in the NAHL. We'll see what Odessa claims where he's from if he makes the team there. He played for Dubuque, the Fighting Saints, last year in the USHL. So we'll see how that goes. He's going to St. Cloud State University starting next 2020-2021. So that'll be fun to see. Sam Walther, haven't heard much from her. Of course, she's in that whole NWHL situation as well, Plus, she's also a coach for women's hockey across the Northeast, as well as Lizzie Yu, who plays who's the third string goalie for Newman University. She'll be going into, I think, her senior season. So we'll see if she gets some playing time as a third stringer and go from there. The Columbia product, formerly of Lake Wild, Hammond, and Oakland Mills. So we'll see how this actually be her junior season coming up. So we'll see what she can do for there. And we'll see what I can do for you guys moving forward. Thank you again. Second season all up ons. Hope you guys are prepared. I'm ready to go. I can't be more happy about this season starting back up because I can put another podcast under my belts, get this golden voice back out to the airwaves in beautiful Maryland. Love all your support. Love all the kind words you guys have sent. And also, I saw Bethany and Brian during the offseason. They made a trip up to North Dakota, had a good lunch with them. Very cool to see them. And I'll be, like I said, January will be coming up. We'll be seeing all you guys by then, come hell or high water. Just got to book the tickets, essentially. And then we'll go from there. So, everybody, that's it. That's all. I've been Scotty Waz. You've been listening to Take Care of Yourself and Someone Else. Can't even do my outro right. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, part of Blog Talk Radio for now. And you can catch us out on Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod. Email ChesapeakeHockeyWeek@gmail.com. If you know my personal email, you can get me there too. It's probably a better option, in all honesty. But for the bulk of stuff, ChesapeakeHockeyWeek@gmail.com. Guys, we'll talk to you next week. We'll run down the pregame situation, the preseason for the Maryland Black Bears. It'll be a short one, I'm sure. We'll see what we can do maybe to get some filler, all killer. No filler. You know how it is. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.